For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. It might have been just another administration change at the University of Memphis a couple weeks ago when athletic director Tom Bowen offered his resignation. Then came a letter from a woman suggesting that Bowen had been flirty with another University of Memphis employee on a trip. With us today is Commercial Appeal sports reporter Drew Hill. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Christopher. How's it going?
Great. Drew, first of all, when this resignation took place, there was already some friction between Bowen and University President M. David Rudd. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know if friction exactly would be the right way to describe it, but there was an understanding that President Rudd and Tom Bowen didn't always see eye to eye on certain things, and it made this resignation at some point just feel like eventually it was going to come to this.
So the resignation happened, which would have been a sort of typical resignation announcement. And then a few days later, this letter surfaces. It's written by a women's basketball fan who observed Bowen on a trip, apparently being flirtatious with another employee. Does the letter say that impropriety actually occurred?
Not quite impropriety. Maybe inappropriate or questionable would probably be better terms.
She uses the term unprofessional.
Right, unprofessional. And she even writes in the letter that the wording and the way that she's describing these things seems petty. And if you read the letter, it doesn't seem like there's a ton to it, other than it's very common, I know from going on these road trips, to see people take room keys for people that are arriving later. Like, that's not something that, to me, really stands out. Like, for them to sit together at a women's basketball game also doesn't seem particularly...
That it's an indictment of Bowen for sexual harassment.
Yes, correct. And so for the university to send the letter and say that this was part of the resignation is meaningful because of that.
A lot of local sports reporters at the Daily Memphian and you guys at the Commercial Appeal have been requesting a lot of documents lately from the University of Memphis, emails and reports. What are you looking for, and what kind of questions are you trying to answer for University of Memphis sports fans?
I think the overlying question is, what led to his resignation? And I don't think that's been completely answered yet. Of course, the letter appears, the university claims it has something to do with it. Tom says it doesn't. And perhaps there are other elements to this that haven't been uncovered.
What kind of impact could this story have on the University of Memphis athletic department long term?
I mean, it has an impact because it could potentially affect the next person that's hired as the athletic director. At the very least, it appears that David Rudd openly, you know, he's had his hand in athletics here and there. And so you have to have a candidate that's willing to sort of open up their department here. And so this just shows even more what they're going to be stepping into. And so now there are some fans that'll say, well, who cares? You know, he's gone. This has moved on. But it has an impact on the school, this sort of reporting. So I don't think the Daily Memphian or the CA are done looking into this. I think this is going to continue until there are some more answers.
Commercial Appeal Memphis basketball beat reporter Drew Hill. He's been following the story with his colleague Mark Giannotto. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Anytime.
This is WKNO News.